This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Hundreds of millions of people worldwide are adjusting to unprecedented measures undertaken to battle the coronavirus pandemic. This as Johns Hopkins University releases new figures saying more than 200,000 people worldwide have been infected and more than 8,000 killed. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
The enemy is a virus. And now we have to do our utmost to protect our people and to protect our economies.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen confirmed that the EU would be closing off its external borders to curb the spread of coronavirus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the borders would be shut with immediate effect as other nations such as France follow suit, bringing in stringent restrictions on people's movement. As the EU scrambled to find a coherent response to the outbreak, many nation states imposed their own border checks in what is normally a zone of control-free travel.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. U.S. President Donald Trump moved Wednesday to manage dual health and economic crises, announcing he will invoke a federal provision that allows the government to marshal the private sector in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at the White House, Mr. Trump outlined a number of steps he's taking, including paying out-of-work Americans. The value of the checks that would be sent will be determined.
We are looking at different numbers. We're looking at timing that would be different, splitting the time, splitting the payments. We're looking at a lot of different things. Hasn't been determined yet, but it will shortly be determined. And people want to go big as opposed to everybody seems to want to go big.
The president also said he will expand the nation's testing capacity and deploy a Navy hospital ship to New York City, one of the hardest hit areas in the United States. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. stocks